Carlton Zeus, man.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, he's another one, man. Yeah. Like, he's just been, he's entertaining.
He's doing great things. Like, he's pushing those boundaries. Like, he's going
exactly.
His own thing.
Mixing Tex-Mex with the hip hop culture, just performing out there and really, you know, an amazing writer, but also just in terms of performance artist, just being out there and giving the people the show, you know, doing what you can do with that, you know, particular format, testing the limits of a hip hop show. What can I do? It's like, he turns it into a theater, I think, in a lot of ways.
He does.
Like
he does things that his managers are like, don't do that. Do not dare do that. And then like the promoter's like, yeah, don't do that. Yeah, you signed this paper. It says, don't, you're not going to do that. And he does it. He does it. Like the New Year's Eve show for last year, when it was going to be 2017, he got on the rafters of the stage on New Year's and he was up there hanging and singing. And, oh my God. You know.
That reminds me. Okay, so I did a show with Carlton Zeus. And I played before him. So I did my show, you know, I felt like I rocked the house, whatever, everything went good. This was actually Isla La Villita, which is like right down the street from where we're at right now. And he played his set, and in the middle of his set, now there's, I should backtrack just a little bit, because when you're on the stage at La Villita, it's a very unique performing experience because the river walks in front of you. So there's this kind of weird thing where the crowd is really far and you kind of have to perform differently because you're not like right there and you can't, you know, look at people like, you know, directly so close. You get that energy from the crowd. There's that gap, you know, that riverwalk gap. And occasionally there'll be tourists, you know, on these riverboats. And, you know, I like that because I can kick my lyrics and, you know, I'm always talking about like, let's decolonize this and down with the oppression and things like that. yeah. But Carlton Seuss, what he did was
gonna scare the tourists away,
man. Oh yeah, man. Yeah, I gotta let him know the deal. You're in San Antonio. Let me give you a different. I know you're getting this tour guide to tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you a different story,
nice,
just for this like couple minutes that your boat is riding by. But anyway, so Carlton Seuss, in the middle of his set, he jumps out and jumps on one of the boats. I mean, it was like totally risky. Like, I mean, it's not an easy jump either. I mean, it's a long jump, and he does it. He lands on the table. On a table, like, because you know those boats have tape. Lands, it slides down and like lands in a chair and just sitting in the chair, totally cool, totally smooth. It was the smoothest shit I ever seen. Like, it was like so smooth. And his band is just playing, his band's getting down. He goes off, and I don't know how long he's on this boat. He gets the guy to let him off the boat. He comes back while his band is kind of playing a little interlude, goes back and just rocks the house. And that was like, I mean, 100 million things could have gone wrong with that. I know if I would have ever tried anything like that, I would have probably slipped immediately. Right. You don't want to fall in that, you know, riverwalk water. That's some of the nastiest water you could ever fall in. So,
yeah, man.
So, yeah. Carlton Zeus, man.